Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
52 years ago today, then-Boston Mayor John Collins declared this Melnia Cast Day. Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is declaring another day in honor of the late civil rights advocate. To many Bostonians, Melnia Cast is best known for the well-traveled street bearing her name that cuts across Lower Roxbury. On this Melnia Cast Day, WBUR's Rachel Paste looks back on the work that earned her that honor.
Melnia Cast didn't gain her nicknames, the First Lady of Roxbury and sometimes the Mayor of Roxbury, through one action. It was a series of efforts, big and small, over many decades, aiming to improve the lives of those living in her community. The focus of her activism often mirrored her roles in life. First, as a young woman, with get-out-the-vote drives following women's suffrage. Then in the 1930s, encouraging shops to hire black workers. When she had children who needed schools, Cass launched a kindergarten program at the Robert Gould Shaw House. She went on to become the president of the Boston branch of the NAACP from 1962 until 1964. From that perch, she led sit-ins at the Boston Public School Committee office over its segregation policies. She remained on the board of the NAACP when it filed the class action lawsuit that led to busing. This is Cass herself, speaking about her approach to activism when she was honored as one of seven Grand Bostonians by Mayor Kevin White in 1977.
You never give up hope, never. Never give up hope, because just when you think you're going to give up, that's when you could really gain the victory if you just kept right on going just a little bit more.
Throughout her social activism, Cass inspired younger generations to be just as smart, strong, and confident as she was.
Mrs. Cass was my Girl Scout leader.
Sarah Ann Shaw says one of her most distinct memories from the time was when her troop marched in a holiday parade in Charlestown.
And we're the only African-American girls in the parade, and someone called us the N-word. And we were like, huh? What? And Mrs. Cass said, don't pay attention to that. That's not who you are.
Shaw went on to become the first black woman reporter on TV in Boston. Cass also helped inspire and train other young black women as president of the Women's Service Club and was the only female charter member of Action for Boston Community Development, or ABCD, the anti-poverty program established in 1962.
She knew everybody, and people knew her.
Shaw says the way Cass presented herself allowed her access to all levels of government.
In meetings, she didn't raise her voice. She didn't insist on having her way, but she certainly made her feelings and her thoughts about what was going on. She made it very clear.
She had qualities that any politician would love to have.
That's Melvin Miller, editor and founder of the Bay State Banner.
Even though there were people around her who were Ivy League graduates, she was without a doubt the leader of the pack.
And Miller says to get any complaint heard, project started, or nonprofit off the ground, it was best to first get Cass's blessing. She died 3 years before Melnia Cass Boulevard opened in 1981, but Cass lived long enough to receive other recognition. In 1968, a state pool and arena in Roxbury was named in her honor, one of just a few state facilities named after a living person. And there was that first Melnia Cass Day in 1966. Which was an honor she downplayed.
It wasn't any special thing, but it was just to say thank you for all the things you've done over the years for many people. It was quite nice at the Hotel Bradford, and it was really a beautiful affair.
In her later years, Cass became an advocate for older people, chairing the Massachusetts Advisory Committee for the Elderly. Rosalind Elder heads an organization called African American Heritage in Massachusetts. She says Cass succeeded because she focused her efforts not on changing the world, but improving her neighborhood.
I think she saw injustice where she was, and she wanted to make change, but she wasn't really interested in the glorification to herself. It was more dealing with particular problems, you know, starting where she was and sort of trying to figure out how to help someone right then and there.
Cass died in 1978. But Mayor Marty Walsh says her impact is still felt today.
We talk about, you know, Martin Luther King, we talk about Malcolm X, we talk about great leaders that lived here in Boston or came through Boston. Melnia Cass is right at the top of that list.
When the city honored her in 1977, Cass spoke to the legacy she hoped to leave behind.
The only way I would like to be remembered in my life is that I have tried to share myself with others, that I have given the best years of my life to help others, and that I really feel that it has been effective because I've lived to see some of the things that I wanted to see come true.
And while there is still work to be done to improve educational and economic opportunities for Boston's Black communities, since Cass's death, the organizations she helped found continue to make progress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Paste.
The sound of Melnia Cass used in this story comes from 1977 interviews for the Black Women Oral History Project at the Schlesinger Library at the Radcliffe Institute at Harvard University, and courtesy of the WGBH Media Library and Archives.